Good morning, class. I'm glad you could all make it back to education class after your Thanksgiving breaks. Today, we're going to continue our conversation about parenting styles. This is important to you because, as a teacher, you will have interactions with many different types of parents. I'm going to start out this morning by playing you an audio clip. The excerpt you're about to hear was taken from a conversation between two women on December 13th, 2004. The book the women are discussing is Annette Leroux's Unequal Childhoods. I hope you finish reading it over break.
Betty, is that you?
Elizabeth, it's been ages. My goodness, are you starting your Christmas shopping too?
Oh yes, it's never too early.
I agree. Troy wants nothing for Christmas but the new Super Monster Smashes 12 video game, and of course the action figure that comes along with it. I'll have to make it to the toy store before they sell out.
Isn't that game a little vulgar for a 10-year-old?
Well, he likes it. As long as he's happy, I'm happy.
Haven't you ever thought of the long-term repercussions those types of video games have on children? I've read so many studies about how violent games lead to violence in children, and that's just not what I want for my Jonathan. I'm buying him some new games for his Brain Buddies video game system. It combines all the entertainment of traditional video games with academic stimulation.
Oh, I've heard about those educational video games. Troy's just not interested. He says they're no fun and he would never play with one. Does Jonathan actually like those Brain Buddies things?
Oh, yes. He just loves to play his games in the car, between soccer practice and piano, or school and tennis, or tennis and this private tutor, depending on the day, of course.
Wow, Jonathan sure is busy. Troy wasn't interested in playing any sports or instruments this year, so Joe and I didn't push him.
Oh, you just have to. Children have very little motivation of their own. They must be encouraged by their parents to participate in extracurricular activities. Studies show that children who are involved in one or more extracurricular activities read better and score higher on standardized tests.
Troy has years before his standardized test scores matter. I figure he'll just develop in his own time. Colleges won't start looking at his grades until high school, right?
Jonathan's personal academic career advisor recommends that both students and parents take their studies seriously from the beginning. This develops healthy work and study habits for the future.
A personal academic career advisor? I've never heard of such a thing. Have you ever thought about letting Jonathan be a kid while he still can? Does he ever go outside and ride his bike in the street or play with the neighbors?
Of course not. Are you suggesting that I'm an irresponsible mother? Jonathan is certainly not allowed in the street. There is a perfectly safe, fenced-in area in our backyard where he is permitted to play freely for 30 minutes each day. His pediatrician said that, in addition to his all-organic diet, this daily physical activity would prolong his life by at least 5 years. On Sundays, we even let him invite a friend over to play along with him.
How lucky for him. Troy loves to ride his bike in the street after school. He usually will be outside until after dinner. After we eat, it's dark outside, so he watches TV or plays with his video games until bedtime.
Well, when does he do his homework?
He usually doesn't have any.
That's odd. Jonathan had the same teacher last year, and he had homework almost every night. Have you ever checked his homework log to see if he has any assignments?
No, I trust my son. If he says he doesn't have homework, he doesn't have homework.
Well, have you called and spoken to his teacher regarding the matter?
No. If there's a problem, I'm sure Mr. Chase will call me. It's his job, isn't it?
I suppose. I read this great book recently about how to give your child every opportunity through your parenting. It also talks about the negative effects that limited parenting can have on children. It's called Unequal Childhoods by Annette Leroux. Here I have it with me. Why don't you take it and read it? Don't bother returning it. I have another copy at home. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me.
Thanks. I'll be sure to do that. Well, what did you think? Perhaps it was an extreme example, but it does do a good job of hitting the main aspects and points.